A few weeks ago, we spoke to Rob Prescott, Executive Officer of Rowing Tasmania. It was about the fact that the Australian Rowing Championships were being held at Lake Barrington this month. And in fact, they start on Monday, so I thought it would be a good idea to get Rob back on again. And he joins me now. Good morning, Rob.
And good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good. I imagine you're pretty well flat out with the Australian Rowing Championships starting in 2 days' time. They start on Monday. They go through for a whole 6 days. So there's going to be non-stop action at Lake Barrington.
Yes and yes. I think that's probably the easiest way to answer it. Yeah, look, there's an awful lot to be done this week leading up to today. This has been the bump-in week, so the crews have been down from Rowing Australia. We've had deliveries of marquees, which are being set up. We've had our teams out on the water cleaning the last of the 2,000 boys, so each boy has got to come out, have a bit of a buff and then put back into the water. So that's taken our guys quite a while to do that, but that's all complete, and it's just all the little jobs to make the place look $1 million.
I think it looks $1 million most of the time. Have you had a chance to look at the weather forecast yet for next week, or is that sort of one of the things that's well down on your list of priorities?
No, look, so funnily enough, weather tends to rule our lives a little bit because we do play an outdoor sport. The way it's looking at the moment is that we are going to get some rain for most of next week. Thankfully, it's not going to be heavy. It's going to be fairly light. The thing that affects us the most is the wind.
The wind, yeah.
And the wind will be either from the north, a northerly direction or a westerly, so it'll go straight over the top of us. So it's not going to affect us that much, I'm hoping. I did see, I think it was Thursday and Friday, there were some thunderstorms. But having said that, each day you look at it, it cleans up a little bit. So, and probably the biggest thing, Martin, is that Lake Barrington itself has its own little weather system.
It can be a
howling gale at the top of the hill, and you know, we're very, very serene and peaceful down the bottom.
Well, so, you mentioned how you're sheltered there because the west is sheltered by the hills, and of course, if you get the wind from the north, it won't matter too much because that'll be a tailwind.
Everyone loves a tailwind.
They do. So we probably won't see too many records broken next week, I'd suggest. Then what time does it get underway? You start pretty early each day, don't you?
8 o'clock each day, and it'll go through, depending on the program, till 5, 5:30s. Then the course is closed. People will train for an hour, and then the area is vacated by 7:30 each evening. We'll obviously have a number of people staying on site doing the work that's required before and after the event.
So we've got the Australian Championships, we've got the Australian Open Schools Championships as well, and of course the Interstate Regatta, which is the King's Cup and the Queen's Cup. And the King's Cup, of course, steeped in history and tradition.
Very much, yes, as is the women's eight as well, and this year we are celebrating the centenary of women's rowing, so that adds another dimension to it, having celebrated not last year, the year before, the centenary of King's Cup rowing. So both very, very high-profile events, and we also include in that the lightweight events, whereas rowing Tasmania has had a lot of success in the two lighty events, the men's and the women's. The para, we've got Michael Taylor from Hobart competing in the para single, which is just brilliant to see the paras out there rowing 2,000 metres. I don't know how an able-bodied person can row 2,000 metres, let alone someone that's a para, but they're just fantastic to see these people out in the water.
So we're looking at how many events during the week. I'm thinking, from 8 till 4:30, and I've seen the rowing programs of previous years, you're looking at something like 60 or 70 events a day.
Pretty much, yes. Mm. Yep, that's what we'll be looking at. So it literally is non-stop action. It runs like a very, very well-oiled machine up there. Obviously, things can go wrong, but there'll be crews coming down every 3 minutes, I think it is.
Wow. The King's Cup and the Queen's Cup, they'll be held on Saturday. Is that when that normally happens?
No, on the Sunday.
Sunday,
afternoon.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Sunday afternoon.
They're obviously a highlight. What else is a highlight during the week for you, Rob?
It's really that's a hard question to answer because I think from a Tasmanian perspective, there's just so many individual athletes, but also crews that will be competing, whether they're school crews or club crews. But also then you have Tasmanian athletes teaming up with mainland-based athletes that are looking for selection into under-21s, under-23s and junior crews. So to sort of try and pick one I'm not going to go down that path because I'll miss someone. But look, definitely looking forward to the Interstate Regatta itself. Also, the schools events, normally they're fantastic racing because you see the next crop of athletes coming through and they're all very, very well supported and very, very noisy events too, with the crowd getting right behind the athletes.
And when I spoke to you a few weeks ago, you mentioned the fact that because there's been little or no international competition in the last 12 months and we've got the Olympics, you know, only less than 6 months away now, that the Australian Olympic rowing squads will actually be competing as the Australian Olympic rowing squads.
I was fortunate enough to have a long conversation with John Keogh, who's the head women's coach. John originally was from Launceston. And so you know, we had a good chat about the girls' prospects and how they're going. And he's very, very happy with where they're all at this point in time. And his girls are just, as are the guys, no doubt, just looking forward to at that level of competition. And certainly Lake Barrington is a favourite venue for them. And it's going to be very, very important for all those athletes because at the end of the day, not all the crews are finalised, so everyone has to be there on their game each day. And people are looking all the time and looking at performances, so the pressure will be on those national athletes to perform.
What about spectators, Rob? I know things are a little bit different this year because of COVID restrictions and things we have to have. Are spectators welcomed, and also is it free? I think most of the times it has been in the past.
Yes, it has been in the past. So, yes, as you said, the world has changed from the point of view of COVID and the influences that now brings to us. The event is a ticketed event, so under the Tasmanian government restrictions through public health, etc., that it is a level 3 event, so the event is fully ticketed. So if people want tickets, they have to go online through the Rowing Australia website, purchase their tickets each day, and they're not that expensive. I think from memory they're around about the $20 to $30 mark for a day ticket. So there's a lot of entertainment for being there for the day. People have to then check in through the Check In Tas app, which is the COVID app. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot more restrictions from that point of view. And we're also limited to a maximum number of 4,500 to 5,000 people, I think it is. So. The ticket sales have been exceptional. So
that's good.
If people are looking to get tickets, please jump online. There will be a limited, I stress the word limited, number of tickets available at the gate, but much easier to buy them online.
Yeah, indeed. And you mentioned, a maximum of 4,000. I guess already a quarter of that's taken up with competitors and coaches and officials and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. So, look, we're expecting a very, very strong number of people out there in the crowd and on site. And Rowing Australia is working very, very hard to make sure it is a COVID-safe event. That's the guarantees that have been given to the government. And I know that the work that's gone into preparing just the COVID side of the event has been massive.
Yeah, it has. And all sports are experiencing that at the moment, and we will for some time until we all get vaccinated. Rob, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. You've got a very busy weekend and week ahead of you, but I do appreciate it, and thanks for your time.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Martin. Cheers.